A log cabin sits in the middle of the Charlotte Hall Museum campus on Gurley Street. It's the 150-year-old Arizona Governor's Mansion. Did you know it is the oldest Arizona Territory building still standing on its original location?
It was built in 1864 by Governor John Goodwin, first governor of the territory, and Richard McCormick, who's the first secretary of the territory. So they pooled their money and built this house.
Mick Woodcock is the chief curator at the Charlotte Hall Museum.
Well, it is well made. And for the time period, when you consider people were living in shacks and wagon boxes and tents and really crude log cabins, this is a mansion for the time period.
As we make our way into the cabin, Woodcock says Goodwin and McCormick were well-off men from the East Coast. They were accustomed to more comfortable living quarters and decided to split the cost of building this home for both to live in. The Ponderosa Pine Log Cabin is a duplex with an attic and communal dining area. Goodwin lived on the south end, McCormick in the north half.
Richard McCormick goes back east on official business and gets married while he's back there, and he brings his wife back. In the meantime, Goodwin had been elected territorial representative to Congress. He's leaving. He tells the McCormicks they can do what they want with the house. He's not coming back to Arizona.
McCormick then becomes governor. He and Margaret live in the home as the first family. But the mansion was only in use for
approximately 2 years, till the territorial capital moves to Tucson.
The governor's mansion was lived in by several people and then left vacant until 1917, when the state acquired it. By 1927, Arizona territorial historian Charlotte Hall converts the mansion into a museum. The cabin has been refurbished and the front porch was added by a later owner. But there is one item in front of the house that hasn't changed. There are pink rose bushes adorning the entrance. Those are considered grandchildren to Margaret McCormick's original rose bush. Woodcock says after Margaret's death, a woman in the area noticed the rose bush was not being cared for, took a cutting and planted it in her home.
When they go to put in the rose garden down at the state capitol in Phoenix, they hear about the rose bush. They come and get a cutting and propagate that down there.
Then Charlotte Hall Museum decided to take a cutting from the rose bush at the state capitol and plant it here, thus bringing back the roses to their original home. For KJZZ News, I'm Nadine Arroyo Rodriguez.